Hello and welcome to this week's CertSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast, where we offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Billy Hurley. Attackers are always looking for innovative ways to dodge antivirus software, and many of the bad guys are now creating polymorphic code to do just that. But it's not just the malware writers who are raising the bar. In this tip from our Ask the Experts section, contributor Ed Skotis explains how anti-malware vendors are responding to this emerging threat. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, Polymorphic Viruses Call for New Anti-Malware Defenses, written by Ed Skotis. Polymorphic code is actually a pretty simple idea, but a nasty one. Think of the word polymorphic and its piece parts. Poly means many, and morphic means form. So polymorphic refers to two or more pieces of code that have exactly the same functionality, but different code. Two snippets of code could do exactly the same thing when they run, for example, but they might have entirely different sets of instructions. These pieces are polymorphs of each other. Why would someone implement such code? To dodge strict signature-based detection, a major function of most antivirus and anti-spyware tools today. Strict signature detection technologies match an exact sequence of bits on the hard drive or in memory. By self-morphing for each newly infected system, polymorphic code can create a new version that dodges the latest signatures. And, taken to the extreme, code could morph whenever it runs, each time creating a new version of itself that still performs the same function. But here's the good news. Most major antivirus tools today employ heuristic checks. Think of these like fuzzy signatures. Instead of matching the exact contents of a file in the file system or in memory, heuristic technologies only require certain crucial piece parts of code to match. And because the bad guys so frequently utilize key parts of their old code when creating new evil specimens, their heuristics catch a lot of the nastiness. There are often still enough patterns left, even in polymorphic code, for an antivirus tool to detect it. So what preventative measures can you take? Make sure you have up-to-date antivirus and anti-spyware signatures and that you are using an AV or spyware tool that supports heuristics. Most of the antivirus tools have this type of functionality, but not all of the anti-spyware tools do. Check with your vendor if you really want to know for sure. As always, though, things are in flux. The bad guys are starting to experiment with radically polymorphic code that thwarts heuristic controls by removing as many patterns from the original code as possible. The vendors, in turn, are working to improve the intelligence of their heuristics. Other anti-malware vendors are starting to move toward behavior-based detection. Such techniques monitor the behavior of malware rather than look for any pattern in the actual code. If a piece of malware, for example, alters some critical files, the anti-malware product can detect such behavior and kill the infection. I happen to like a blend of both heuristic and behavior-based defenses myself, but be aware that some vendors are devoted to one side or the other. That concludes this week's edition of CertSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can download more of our podcasts by visiting www.certsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.